Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, What Should We Ask For? And the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, What should I ask for? Her mother replied, The head of John the Baptist. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. The girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is a story about a young woman faced with a choice and the prospect of reigning over half of Herod's kingdom is so big that she consults her mother. She doesn't want to choose and then be told, How could you be so stupid? Let's remember for a moment the story of Jacob and his brother Esau from Genesis. Esau is very hungry, he's famished, and he meets his brother Jacob, and Jacob is cooking a stew. So Esau asks Jacob for some of his stew, and Jacob asks Esau for his birthright in return for the stew. That is, that Jacob will now be assumed the firstborn son for life. Esau did not ask for enough. One bowl of stew, and he surrenders his lifelong privilege. So the young girl in our gospel today might have learned from that ancient story, and she wants to get it right. I wonder, by the way, if in later life she reproached her mother Herodias for imposing that gory choice. Anyway, the question for us today then is, what do we ask God for in prayer? If you look at what the world has to offer, possessions, prominence, privileges, palaces, prestige, popularity, pleasure, or, like Herodias, eliminating your critics, are these real values? Nah. I suggest rather that you be really bold. Remember, you are asking the King. Remind God of that wonderful promise in today's first reading from Hebrews. I will never leave you or forsake you. So you could remind God of that. That he will never leave us or forsake us. But then Ask for more. Ask of God, let me feel your presence in my life, in the everyday. To facilitate this, you have to keep praying. You have to give God some prime time in your day, and then stop using words and keep silent. In that silence, you will hear him. And that's worth asking for. I guarantee it. God bless you.